it's all about perspective, that things
could be worse.
It's all about how you look at it. Or maybe don't look at it. That's what they say. Although, any way you slice it, after about a month ago filing for the second time in a year for bankruptcy, this is it. All 800 stores across 49 states of Joann Fabrics closing.
Straight through the heart.
After more than 80 years in business, they're no longer accepting returns. Gift cards are currently only be accepted till the end of the month, a couple of days from now on the 28th. So, yeah, they're systematically going to be selling everything they got. And
3 days?
However long that takes is how that's going to be. So the end of Joann Fabrics, the latest on the list. And you were just talking about Hooters yesterday on the flip side of things, you know. So one having problems because they have too much fabric, the other not enough. And same result.
Can't win.
Yeah.
So Gainesville, Florida, a fun place to be. There's the University of Florida, the Museum of Natural History, the Butterfly Rainforest, and then there's the home of the real wildlife. That would be the city sewer system. Now, you've heard the rumor that there's alligators lurking underneath New York City. Well, it's actually true in Gainesville. Researchers placed 39 cameras in manholes, grates, and open pipes, where they saw lots of interesting things, including raccoons, 700 bats, rats, snakes, owls, and more. Yes, including 50 different alligator sightings. The lead researcher compared it to something out of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, they were our friends. These are not our friends.
Yeah, this is Gainesville, Florida.
I want to put a couple of cameras down in the Fort Worth sewer system Trinity.
No, we don't need to know everything.
Well, I want to know where the will it float items go.
Things could be worse.
Things could be worse. And actually, things aren't as bad. So, the riskiest asteroid on record. Told you this a couple weeks ago that those with big telescopes and know things. Scientists had discovered asteroid 2024 YR4.
Oh, that's my favorite asteroid.
Well, that's the one that in 2032 they said had at one point a 3% chance of hitting Earth. Which was the, by far, highest percentage ever recorded.
Okay.
As of last night, they said it's now pretty much zero.
Oh,
so we
should
be fine. 2032 won't be bad. At least not for that.
Things could be worse.
So you remember when that new coronavirus in a bat captured the world and then shut us down and changed everything forever? Well, guess what? There's a new one lurking around in a novel place. That would be a lab in China. This time, the virus is a cousin to MERS. And the fear is that it could spread from bats to people and to other people and cause another pandemic. However, Dr. Mark Siegel from NYU tells Fox News that the risk of the spillover is very low. This is much weaker than COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
And if we live through COVID-19, really, what else can you do to us?
COVID-25.
Yeah, I know. I homeschooled my children.
Those that remember choose to forget. Things could be worse. Hey, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration yesterday announced there is no longer a shortage on the weight loss diabetes medications of Wegovy and Ozempic.
Aww,
so congratulations on
good.
That. And also freed up is a very interesting story about a gentleman, 51-year-old guy in Hawaii named Gordon Codero, who got out of prison on Friday after spending 30 years behind bars for ultimately a crime he didn't commit. He was convicted of killing a guy in 94, but always maintained his innocence. DNA evidence finally cleared him, and he got out last week after 30 years.
Wow.
First thing he did was go for a nice steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said the craziest thing he's experienced so far after being locked up 30 years. Quote, everyone is looking at their phone.
Right.
All of the time.
Yeah.
He went in 94. We didn't even have flip phones by 96. In fact, Gordon says all he had was a beeper back in the day.
get the pager if it's major.
He does have a cell phone now, and he says, quote, it just keeps beeping. Welcome to 2025, Gordon. Compared to when you went in, I guess it's better out here.
Don't drop that on your foot, Gordon.
Sawantanayu, 20 coming up in minutes.
Why start your day any other way? It's KB and Heather Lee.